Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really happy to tell you that Quentin Henning is back with me today to give us an update on another favorite company of mine, namely Lion One Metals. It's a favorite both in my newsletter as well as in my retirement account. And oh, by the way, each week I show you my subscribers. I show them exactly the percentage commitment to each of the companies that I own in my portfolio. And Lion One is one of the top five out of 27 stocks that I showed my subscribers last week. So it is truly one of my favorites. It is a sponsor to this show by invitation, and really glad to have Quentin with us again. Before I say hello to Quentin, I should tell you that Lion One trades in Canada under the symbol LIO. Buy it down here in the States as I have under the symbol LOMLF. It's 173.7 million shares out. That's after, if my calculations are right, that's after a 13.3 million financing. Welcome, Quentin.
You know, thank you, Jay. It's always a pleasure. we have such an exciting story here. And, you know, to look at this market is just absolutely shocking. It's kind of as...
Well, you and I have been through these cycles several times. Maybe I am older than you. Maybe I've experienced one more than you have. I don't know. But we know it's feast or famine in this industry. This is the way it goes. And it's tough sledding in the downside. But boy, when things get good, they really get good. And I think our turn is coming very shortly. I think Alistair McLeod, who will follow you, will probably give us some of his views on that score. And Michael Oliver just did. So I think, you know, and then finally, I think what people can do now, though, when these stocks are where they are, is do their homework, do their due diligence, and start to realize where the value is. And this is certainly one. Lion One Metals, I think, has incredible value. We've seen some extremely good results, though. That's been pretty common. High-grade assays have been coming for some time, especially as they drill deeper in the system. And I believe it was just on October the 4th that Lion One Metals put out some assays. This is from a wide diameter drill holes. I think there were six drill holes in total that were the purpose of those were to collect data, I guess, for metallurgical purposes. And they were doing it precisely, I think, mostly in the area that they expect to mine. They are planning to go into production in not too distant future. But I think the intent was to get the data they need, the metallurgical data they need to prepare for production. But could you talk to us a little bit about the results of those latest drill holes and then perhaps just put into perspective the overall exploration and development program at Lion One's Tuva 2 project?
Certainly. Jay, look, nobody can complain about a lack of news out of Lion One, especially recently here. This is a company that's churned out some of the most exceptional drill results. In fact, I think they hit the top 10, you know, gram meter intercepts chart routinely. You know, every time they put out a news release, they tend to fall on that chart. You know, the most recent results that you were talking about are just some of many. If you recall way back in what seems like a lifetime ago, but in June of this year, you know, they hit basically one of the bigger parts of the trunk, or, you know, a large branch down at depth, we'll call it, and hit just an absolutely remarkable interval of 20.86 grams per ton gold over 75.9 meters. I mean, that's just astounding. And then they subsequently hit that area multiple times. A little bit later, they had another intercept, 54.9 meters at 12.2 grams. And then, you know, if I scroll way up to even recent time here, they had a beautiful intercept here. Let's see, we had 19.6 meters of 21.2 grams per ton. We had 16.2 meters of, that included 16.2 meters of 25.3 grams per ton. I mean, it's just astounding what's happening at depth in that system. But these most recent results that you referred to are actually metallurgical holes that were drilled in the upper part of the system. The depths in which the intervals that are reported occur, they tend to be in the shallower parts of the system, you know, within a few tens or even a 100 meters and change of surface. Now, they drilled these, as you said, in preparation for doing work to build the mill that goes along with this, we'll call it a pilot scale mine. The intercepts that they had were from large diameter core, which is really important when you drill in a high grade system like this. And, you know, people ask me all the time, you know, it's nuggety. Okay, it is nuggety, meaning the gold occurs in these little fractures and within a load. So a load, if you were to stand underground and look at the face, what you would see is just a labyrinth of little tiny fractures over a width of, say, a meter and a half or two. And each one of those little fractures is where the gold occurs, right? So there'll be little tiny gold grains. So it's not nuggety in the sense of a lot of coarse gold, but what it is, it's nuggety in the sense the gold grade is erratically distributed through the little fractures. Okay, so if you can imagine your core bit going through, and let's say you did, you know, typical drilling, say 1 5/8 inch or 2 5/8 inch hole, something like this. You get material, but you're not going to get as much as you would with a large diameter hole like they did for the met work here. So these met holes are 3 5/8 inch diameter, and that makes a huge difference in the amount of volume that they're collecting. You know, like the weight of 1 meter or 3 5/8 inch. Core is substantially higher. I think it's the difference between, say, around, you know, three point something kilos for the 2 5/8 up to, you know, say 8 or 9 kilos for the 3 5/8. So it makes a huge difference. It's a lot of material. And what that means is as they get a bigger amount of material, larger amount of material, your nugget effect diminishes, and you also start to see a pretty consistent returns in numbers. And that's what they're seeing here. So the results from these met holes are absolutely astounding. And I think that they speak volumes about the absolutely very extremely high quality nature of the gold system. So we have 14.96 grams over 24 meters. We got 65.1 grams over 3.2 meters. just, you know, one after another. I could read through a whole long list of these things. And these are all at shallow depths, so these are up in what we call I call the smaller branches of the tree. They're proving to be very consistent, very, you know, they're delivering more consistent results, you know, and more predictable results as they drill this thing on finer and finer detail. That's a very, very strong plus. Why are they doing this work? Well, you know, we know there's a high-grade system at depth, and that's certainly a big prize for the company, but they do want to go mining. So to answer your question about where are they taking this project, they are moving forward to a small-scale mine at Tuvatu. I think it's a good move. You know, this market's a bit of a challenge. Like if results like that came out and the market were in a resounding bull for gold, I think you would see more of a left-hand side Lassonde curve response to, you know, to the results that we're seeing. But as it is, we are in, you know, a kind of a bear market here, hopefully temporary, in the gold space. And we're seeing more emphasis on the development side. So we're seeing more of a right-hand side. But nonetheless, if they get this into production, you could see a huge amount of value added as they build this thing into a mine. All right, so they need to do, you know, some met work to refine their mill design. That's great. They've got that core available for that work now. They're doing a lot of infill drilling in preparation, but they're also actually starting to do some drives underground. They're actually mining and drilling and blasting and advancing some faces. Part of that's to get more drill access underground. Part of it is to simply see what's going on. And they actually have had they've got some really exciting developments as they push through some of these loads. They're getting a firsthand look at some of these things at depth now. So expect news out of that front here soon as well. Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be doing some economic studies and making them public before they start test mining?
I truly don't know what the plan is, what the company's plan is in that regard. I would expect they will release things routinely through news releases, but there's no requirement at this point for the company to publish economic studies prior to, to building this trial scale mine. That's the whole basis for a trial scale mine, really.
Right, so right.
I don't think that's the main objective. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that said, as they drill more and more, I think that they will be in a position at some point within the next few months, maybe a year or so, to announce an upgraded resource. And I think, especially with the very large structures, very large loads, large loads that they're hitting deeper in the system as they get down into the thicker branches and hopefully trunk, I think you'll see that that really move the needle. That should add a lot to the resource potential.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what their resource was. It was less. Was it over around 500,000 ounces or?
No, it's a bit over 600,000 ounces.
Right.
If I recall, 3 gram cutoff, and the grades are in the around the 9 gram grade.
Right, and that anticipated. I mean, I think we're anticipating at the 500 level. I believe that's 500 meters down, where you're getting really the juicy stuff. It should be a lot higher. The grade should be a lot higher.
Yes, I haven't kept track where the weighted average grade is falling, but if you just look at the drill holes that I talked about, you know, earlier, like 19.6 meters to 21 grams, yeah, that's higher. Let's read some of the other ones. You know, go back to that June news release in which they hit the first big intercept, the 20.86 grams per ton over 75.9 meters. Yeah, you know, so I would expect that lower part to be considerably higher grade, perhaps double the grade of what they're seeing up in the higher part of the system. And like I said, that can have a huge impact on the outcome, resource that would be developed around it.
But they won't be getting to that right away. The first 2 or 3 years, they'll be the quote unquote lower grade stuff, which is not low grade by most. I mean, nine grams per ton, and who knows? Maybe the wide diameter drill holes will actually reveal higher grades. I don't know.
I think there will be an effort. I'm not, you know, I can't make any promises myself, but I think there will be an effort to put the decline down into that lower part of the system and get access to that sooner than later. You know, it would make sense from an economic view because, you know, like I just read, the grades are on the order of twice as high as they are in the loads above. It's not to say the loads above are bad. They're high grade, you know, but if you have a, you know, it's like a turkey, you know, when you're carving a turkey for Thanksgiving, and since it's Canadian Thanksgiving, I can say this, right? So you're going to go after the breast before you go after, say, serving up the thigh or something, you know, like, you know, let's go for the gusto here.
All right. So I guess do you have any sense of what the scale will be in the trial? I mean, very small, what, 50 tons a day or something like that?
It's on the order of 300 to 350 tons a day.
Oh, okay. And so, well, that could be meaningful in the trial period. And then the next question I had, and I can't remember the answer to it, is can they scale up here? Do they have, logistically, is it possible to scale up tonnage?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. In fact, that would be the plan. If they get going at the 300 to 350 tons a day level, they can easily scale that up. Correct.
Well, folks, you can start to do a little bit of arithmetic in your head. At 9 grams, the low end of the scale, 300 tons a day, 90 some percent recoveries, and you can start to figure out what kind of gold production they might be getting out of that. Well, I think they're well financed. They just raised another $13 million in Canadian money, I think. So I guess they're okay for now. They don't have to, and you're not depending on some bank financing to get started here, which would require all of these economic studies, right?
That is correct, as I understand it. Well, I would prefer to avoid having to go and, you know, negotiate some sort of onerous terms with, we all know where that can land. So, yeah.
Yeah, we know where that can land. And I was an ex-banker myself on the other side of the ledger, so I understand. All right. Anything else? I guess just keep watching the news. That should be some good news. And then, of course, what we really need to see is the markets get excited about gold again. And that may happen pretty soon. But
I hope so, Jay. It's been a long time here. But as far as the team goes in Fiji, we got one of the best exploration teams on the planet. And they're really focused at this point. Like, you know, you can see the productivity, the news flow they've generated. A very, very good stream of news. So anticipate more to come.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to it. Thank you so much for spending time with us, Quentin, and all the best to you as you continue on.